This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
That was I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor by the Arctic Monkeys. You're listening to Get Serial here on Sin 90.7 with Money and Rubes, and it is 8:31 this morning, and it's, you know, slap bang time for our interview, and we've got the lovely early grey breakfast tea. I was actually going to say that the wrong way, but got it out there in the studio, and they actually recommended that, requested that song. So thanks, guys, for choosing that song. It's a really good song to have this morning. Now we've got Alex, Isabella, and oh my God, I've just forgotten your name. I'm so sorry. And Jordan, I'm so sorry. I apologise for that one. Too many things to ramble off my head. Firstly, how did you guys come up with the name Early Grey Breakfast Tea Group? Like, where did that come from?
So it's actually Earl Grey's breakfast tea.
Oh my God.
That's okay. You typed it in.
And it's just, hey,
it's you all typed okay. it in.
Guys, it's too
it's
early.
All downhill from
No stress.
But that was my idea. I'm from the UK, so I wanted to kind of bring a British element to our band, despite none of our members being British apart from myself.
I thought, okay,
let's do something to do with tea, because everybody loves tea, right?
We love tea.
A good cup of tea around the kitchen table is what everybody loves. So that's where that came from.
How do you all have your Earl Grey tea?
I have my milky, no sugar, Yorkshire tea, preferably.
I don't drink tea. I just stay on coffee.
Yeah. Well done.
And you?
Oh, I was just drinking black, bit of sugar.
Very good.
He's the madman that drinks it black.
Well, before you guys became a band, what did you guys do before coming together and playing music?
Well, just before the time that we formed, we were studying. So we've been studying at Coll Arts for about a year and a half now.
And
just at the time, we were all doing the Bachelor of Music. We're all doing different specifications. I think you guys are in as instrumentalists.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing the songwriting branch. And we had ensembles, and which is basically just the school pairing us together. And yeah, we just, like, there was a bunch of odd sort of random selections of, like, and we all just met going in and out of those ensembles each trimester. So yeah, we just clicked.
Yeah. How would you describe your kind of music that you play?
It's a very interesting blend, especially with Alex being from the UK. It definitely has that sort of post-punk sort of edge to it.
It's got a lot of British influences as well, so it's got like the Arctic Monkeys and bands like that.
And a lot of Australian influences as well. So Smith Street Band, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard as well.
I think it's kind of varied because it helps, because I've got the British influence, I bring the British influence to the band, whereas these guys bring the Australian influence, so it's kind of like a melting pot of things. But Jordan and I listen to like a whole range of music, so we'll be like hip-hop, R&B, just anything really, and that kind of just comes together and creates this good little mix of music.
I was going to ask, like, how do you guys work out what works out in a song and what kind of music styles to put in and beats and that sort of stuff? How do you guys make those decisions?
I think it usually comes from Jordan, because of being like the main songwriter, he usually brings some chord charts, and then we'll think, okay, this is a really good song, so let's do this, and then we'll just follow along with his chord charts and make arrangements to those chord charts.
We usually just come up with our own stuff.
Yeah.
That sort of sinks in with what Jordan's come up with, and then Jordan just chucks on some lyrics and...
I think we know as well, because it's like the lyrical content. So, like, Jordan's lyrical content is very Australian, like name-checking Australian things, whether it be, like, the 7-Eleven or Vegemite. But, so we usually know, due to that lyrical influence as well, and those lyrics, that what will suit our band. So if it's got something relatively Australian in it, we'll pick up on it.
I will say,
and I'll pretend to know what they mean while I'm stuck in my British ways.
I was about to say, I'm going to get a T-shirt that says, "I bring the British influence." I reckon that should be our best.
I'm the sole Brit.
That's the motto.
Yeah. How long have you guys been playing together or known each other, I guess?
A year and a half.
Yeah, so we've known each other, been sort of practicing. I guess we're finally at a stage we're ready to emerge. Hence, Ready to Rise next Tuesday, or the upcoming Tuesday. And, it was about that year and a half ago. We sort of met at different times. It was kind of a gradual, we just decided, let's jam together, and just from that. And I think it took about a year to come up with the name. I think that was the...
We had many names before this one, so they were terrible.
So how did you guys just land on that one? Obviously, you chose it, but what made you both agree on it?
Yeah, what made you agree on it?
We just thought it was cool. We just thought it was cool. It was really funny.
Something different.
He just said it out of the blue, and I was like, wait, what did you say? He's like, oh, Earl Grey's breakfast tea. And I was like,
done.
I kind of like it. Mm. So
I tend to say some random things out of the blue. So that was just one of those. Just one of those ones that sticked.
Mm. Well, so, as you said, you were playing at the Ready to Rise gig next Thursday, the 31st of July. Is that right?
Next Tuesday. That's all good.
I got the 31st of July. I just don't know what day it was. But you guys are performing. Obviously, that's the first time you guys will be performing live and performing your songs and that sort of stuff. What do the listeners that are going to come along, what are they going to expect from your gig?
A lot of shouting. I tend to do that in my... Nah, I wouldn't say. Melodic shouting, I guess. Yeah.
A lot of shouting, bit of swearing, bit of music, just a little bit of music. But no, we've got like a 20-minute set, so we're going to try and play some new stuff. Everything's new, I guess, but... Mm. I think we've got 3 or 4 songs that we're going to be playing.
Yeah.
So we'll play those songs. But
it's going to be loud, that's all I can say.
How are you feeling ahead of the gig? Are you excited to hear some of the other new talents like yourself that will be playing there as well?
Yeah, well, I'm actually playing in another band for that as well. So I've got 2 bands on the go. So I've got Tyrants, who are also playing there, and I've got Earl Grey's Breakfast Tea as well.
So which one's your favourite?
I'm going to say this one.
Good decision. Well done. Well done.
I can't not say that.
You could have left the studio with probably no love anymore. Like.
But it'd be fun, I think.
So
we haven't seen any of the other bands as well, apart from my own band, obviously, because I'm playing it, but we haven't seen any of the other bands yet.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be interesting to kind of see what they do and how they bring their influences together as well.
Definitely keen to see them, though. Like, they're just... seen them around uni, we've heard them practicing, and it's just some excellent stuff. We got like Fair Trade Narcotics, Ivy Street, listened to a bit of their stuff on Unearth, it's excellent. Also got Daisy
and Olivia,
so keen to hear them all.
Well, that'll be exciting for you guys to see the new talent as well. Mm. But what do you guys have in store for the rest of the year? Like, are you guys going to be releasing any albums and stuff like that? Are you guys going to be doing more gigs or just sort of seeing how it goes?
I think we plan on recording an EP.
Yeah, well, we have this project for uni where we've got to record an EP for like a final assessment. So I think the plan is at the moment to like record our songs, then release them so that we can do that for the assessment, but then also have something that we can release as a band. So I think we'll aim to try and get that out by the end of the year, I think.
And then, fingers crossed.
Try and put a single out first and then start playing some more shows, hopefully.
Yeah.
We played a song by the Arctic Monkey for the interview. Which is one of your favourite bands? Who were your favourite bands growing up?
Oh, start with me. Oh, how much time we got? I'd say definitely... I feel like when I was a kid, it was definitely weird to say... I know there might be a few groans these days, but Green Day was definitely a bit of a gateway band to all that. Like, I know in hindsight, they might be pretty simplified to all this amazing stuff that you hear these days, but it definitely helped. I think they're one of the best in terms of just... gateway bands that really unlock you to all these genres that they're influenced by and everything. Like, obviously with the earlier like hardcore punk, they kind of adapted into their own style. I think without them I wouldn't be into like Black Flag, Fugazi, even just some like British bands, like say The Clash were definitely a high point of that early adolescence.
Well, like, mine's Arctic Monkeys. Like, I started listening to the Beatles, and that's when I started to play bass. But, like, I got a lot of my music through my parents as well. So my parents love, like, U2 and, like, Coldplay, as generic as that is. But, bands like that. So, like, I, like, listen to a lot of bands through my parents as well. Like, I've been to several gigs with my parents, and we just kind of, like... bonded through that together. I think that kind of ties my family together. So it's like Arctic Monkeys, the Beatles, the Stones, Stone Roses, all the British kind of stuff.
Definitely the same with me. I definitely grew up listening to what my parents listened to. So bands such as Queen, The Who, and even just like, you know, David Bowie is one of my biggest influences in music as well. He was into Spiders from Mars, I suppose. But and also like grunge music, so such like Nirvana. And even Green Day to an extent as well.
Well, you guys all name some big artists. If you guys could, you know, do a duet or have them collab with you on any song, who would it be? Like a dream artist for any?
Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys.
Ooh.
Kendrick Lamar.
Ooh.
I'm just going to stick to the Australian roots and say Courtney Barnett.
That's good to stay in Australia and do something different. So next year, guys, if you guys want to do the EP, if you get it all released and stuff, would you guys go on tour and see how that goes? Or do you guys just want to keep pursuing this and see how it goes?
Yeah, I think we'll try to get on tour. Like, I think we all are interested in carrying on as a band. I think we'll see how, like, the first gig goes. See how the first gig goes. And then, go from there. But I think we want to tour. I think we'll tour around Melbourne first, and then if we can get anything else, we'll start going around and going interstate as well. But I think definitely the plan is there, yeah.
Yep. Where can we find out more information about the band?
So just at the moment, we got the Facebook and Instagram page, mm-hmm. and you can look up there for like a sneak peek for one of our tracks. There's a bit of a teaser for the set list up there as well, and like really, I guess it's a glitchy filter. And just those two for now. I think we're looking into the whole marketing promotion side of it.
Yeah. And make sure you guys look up Earl Grey Breakfast Tea, not Early Grey Breakfast Tea. That was my mistake. I do apologise, guys. Because this morning when we wanted to see if we could find a photo of the group and put it together and stuff like that, for some reason, everything we tried to Google, we just couldn't find a group one of you guys. So we can't wait to see some more photos of you guys and your gigs and obviously the EP when it does come out. So good luck for the future, guys. And I can't wait to see where you guys go. Hopefully, you know, touring the world. Who knows?
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So they'll be playing at Ready to Rise on the 31st of July at Burnie on Little Collins Street.
Yes, thanks, guys, for coming into the studio. And we'll put that all on our Facebook Get Serial Instagram page and Facebook page. Yeah, I said that right. And so everyone can find all details and stuff like that to the concert and to come see you guys and for you guys to share your music, obviously, with all of our listeners as well. So thank you, guys. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't too nerve-wracking. But that was good. We're going to get to a quick break and then you can listen to more Get Serial with Monty and Rubes.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.